And you thought you might have to either lose it or live that way forever.
Well, they shipped me down to a hospital down there. It was an amputation hospital. I didn't really know where I was going. We got down there and I could see where I was. So the day came around, they wanted to talk with me. And they told me, well, now, you know, it may not grow, it may not make it.
The arm may not make it.
Yeah. I said, well, I'm going to hold off a while. I don't want to lose that arm. That's a good arm.
If you'd said yes, then they would have amputated.
They'd have had that thing over there. Because it was a year. But it never would turn blue or anything. I had all sorts of things. I'm going to stretch it out there, and if I stretch the fingers out, I was taking water therapy and every kind of therapy I could think of or they could think of. Finally, one day, I got a little feeling.
All of a sudden?
Some power in here.
A little tingling.
A little ting, yeah.
That had to be another special moment.
Well, that was another special moment. Right. I've been unlucky, but I've been lucky, too.
So the tingling comes back in your hand. And then you say, well, maybe this whole arm will come back again.
Yeah. Don't give up. Don't give up.
You wonder if other soldiers were asked if they should amputate their arms and legs and they made hasty decisions.
I'm afraid some might have, yeah.
Some of them were in such pain, too, that they couldn't help thinking that this is going to get better.
And they were working under conditions there. They didn't have enough space. They didn't have enough doctors. I'm sure they put some things off that they shouldn't have.
Back to your arm. Would you say that the arm came back fully for you? Was it a year or two later?
Yeah. Well, fully, as stout as it would ever get.
What condition is that arm in today?
I think it's in good condition. We all have different definitions, you know.
Are you saying it was fully restored?
Not fully restored, but I haven't lost it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they had surgery on your leg. How long were you in the hospital then before they finally released you?
Oh, a year and a half.
The whole ordeal from on that plane and parachuting off that plane, is it 2 years?
At least.
At least 2 years. At maybe least. 2.5.
Yeah.
Of healing.
It's still with me. The remnants of that incident.
Yeah.
Now, I call that an incident.
You were healing 2.5 years later.
I don't know. Maybe I still am. The VA says so.
That you're still healing?
Yeah.